Yesterday was the first day of coronavirus-related school closures for thousands of children across Wisconsin. Late last week, Governor Evers ordered all Wisconsin K-12 schools to shut down in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. The state's largest district, Milwaukee Public Schools, is closed for a month, including an already planned spring break. As WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, MPS parents are understanding but worried about the prolonged closure, and school district officials are still figuring out the path forward.
At South Division High School Monday, first grader Frederick was there with his family picking up bagged lunch and breakfast.
What's it look like in there?
It looks like milk, a fruit, and Cheerio and other stuff.
Since MPS has an overwhelmingly low-income student population, all of its students normally receive free breakfast and lunch at school every day. With schools now closed for a month, administrators worked to offer grab-and-go meals at 20 sites across the city starting Monday. Superintendent Keith Posley held a press conference at South Division as families began picking up food for their kids.
And this has truly been a labor of love. We have been working to make sure that everyone gets exactly what they need in this trying situation.
Families stopping at South Division and other meal locations were happy about the service and said they understood why MPS closed schools, but they still have concerns.
I have mixed feelings. I know it's for the best of everybody, but at the same time, being such short notice and then not having anybody to watch them, that's kind of concerning because I have to miss work now.
That's Stephanie Rodriguez, a mother of two MPS elementary school students. She's a supervisor at a bank that she says is continuing drive-through operations and wants its employees to work.
I know they will give me time off, but I will probably have to use like all my vacation time now or my sick days. And so now I have no sick days throughout the year in case I get sick, they get sick.
At another MPS meal pickup site, Lloyd Barbie Montessori School, Father Wilbert Bentley also has mixed feelings. Bentley's 5-year-old daughter attends Barbie, and his two teenagers go to high school in Wauwatosa, where schools are also closed.
It's a headache. We will have some headaches. 3 or 4 weeks, that's a vacation.
Bentley is self-employed as a barber, so he'll be at home with the kids. Even though it might be a headache, he sees an upside to everyone being stuck at home.
So I kind of feel good spending more time with my kids, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot of work that I need done, so this time you can be a parent and teach kids what they need to be taught, you know, mentally, however, anything, you know. So this is the best time, you know, this is the best thing a parent can give to their kids. It's time now.
To foster student learning, MPS is distributing printed packets with grade-level writing prompts, reading comprehension exercises, and math equations. The worksheets are optional and won't count toward students' grades. On Monday, Superintendent Posley said it's possible school closures will extend beyond April 14th, depending on the public health situation. Posley said MPS is talking with the state and other districts about how classes could continue remotely if that were to happen.
We're in a pandemic mode right now. This is much different than a snow makeup day, because usually with a snow makeup day, like on last year, we had like 5 days, 5 or 6 days that we have to make up, and that was a large number. But right now, this is a national pandemic. So we don't know. We will be taking directions from federal and local government, state and government in regard to that.
Posley said one of his top priorities is making sure high school seniors can graduate. Wisconsin school districts are required to complete a certain number of instructional hours. But with districts across the state in an unprecedented situation, being closed for at least a few weeks, the Department of Public Instruction announced Monday it will relax those rules. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Over the weekend, MPS announced that one of its employees, who works at Hopkins Lloyd Community School, was likely infected by the coronavirus. Officials did not share any additional information Monday about that employee, including the person's job or how many people he or she may have exposed.